Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is so good. You see, she pivoted. Noelle's the best. She is the absolute best. And Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Friday morning, the day after, it's Black Friday, Friday the 29th of November. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning, happy Thanksgiving weekend to you folks in Dallas.
In Dallas.
Georgia.
You know.
Dallas, Georgia. And fans of the Steakhouse, because we are now officially in for Steak and Sandra.
Shout out to the folks out in Paulding County.
Yeah, what's going on in Paulding County?
Yeah, you said Dallas, Georgia.
Well, that's true.
That's where it is.
Okay, shout out to Chief Brandon there.
Very much.
Who's out there working on plumbing today on his day off.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, the reason I was saying that about Noel is because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get to this guy, and just minutes ago, we did. And Noelle was up to her eyeballs in work she already had to do, but she stopped that, pivoted, and found Jason's intro music. As we welcome Jason Longshore in, voice of Atlanta United, along with our own Mike Conti. And we had been talking about this as we were getting ready for this week of shows, feeling in for the morning shift. At some point, were we going to be able to get to Jason and kind of give us a unfortunate Atlanta United recap? And weren't sure if we were going to get him, but we got him. So, Jason, first of all, thank you for getting up and joining us. And hopefully you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving so far. Weekend, I guess. Do we not have Jason? Okay, we're working on I took that question up perfectly for him. He's on the line. They were just working a little technical glitch there.
Okay.
Just tell him to just scream at us when he hears us, because he is family. But I know that there were some things that you were curious about with this team.
Well, obviously, you know, a lot of people were wondering if Rob Valentino was going to be, you know, retained and given the chance for the full time, have the interim removed. And we know now that that will not happen. And just wanted to get his thoughts, you know, on that. Obviously, we understand that they're going to exercise the right, I think, for Brad Kazan to remain with the team for another season. And so that's what we wanted to talk with him about. And, you know, he's there now?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason Longshore.
What's up?
Hey, there he is. You are. You're not at the mall.
I magically appear sometimes.
You're not at the mall, are you?
No.
Oh, man.
Man, those days are long gone, thankfully.
You know, Sam's got some specific questions for you, but I just want to know overall, there was the way the season ended for them was sort of mixed emotions, and you know, some unexpected wins and the way it played out. And just if you had to recap this, the ending of this season, before we get into it in total, but were you surprised how it ended? Were you, did you expect it? You know, what were your feelings the way they handled Miami and went on?
Yes and no. I was surprised. No, in the sense that I thought this was a better team than their record for the majority of the season. I think if you dig into, you know, advanced stats, it, you know, it's hard to quantify luck, but there were a lot of times where it felt like, man, this team's playing better than the amount of wins that they have and the amount of points that they have in the standings. And at some point you expect that to revert to the mean. And it just didn't really until the very, very end. I also think when you really go back into it and you look at how the team was after Rob Valentino took over and the schedule combined with that, you know, he had maybe one or two practice sessions for about a month, like after he took over and got into games because of the way the schedule played out. And you had games every 3-4 days and a ton of travel on top of that. So you didn't really have any time to make the team yours. And then you have that extended break after League's Cup. And I thought he had good success. When you look at the team after League's Cup in general, it was pretty good. It was especially pretty good on the road, but it just wasn't quite there. You know, you were missing a number nine all season. I think Jamal Tiare and Daniel Rios gave you a lot for guys that were supposed to be the number two and number three strikers in this team, but they were the number two and the number three strikers in the way that the team was built. And you weren't able to replace that. And I think it showed in the final game against Orlando. You did a lot to get to that point, and it just, you weren't sure going into decision day if it was going to click. It did. And the run from decision day until the last whistle of the season is as much fun as I've had being around this team. It was contagious in terms of this team feeling like they could go on a miracle run and win the whole thing. And they were playing like they could. Just the way everything came together, the vibe, all of it. It was a time that I'll never forget when I look back at Atlanta United's history and all of that. It was just a magical run, and it's a shame that it ended when it did.
Jeez. No, it, yeah. it was Orlando beating Jordan when he came back.
How about
the magic,
that? Yeah,
right?
Yep. Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline on this Friday morning, this holiday Friday morning, Thanksgiving, with Jason Longshore. And he is social. You can always find him at Longshore, at Longshore. Two decisions that came out, of course, a lot of roster moves, you know, have been made ahead of 2025. But we talk about Rob Valentino, and we ask the question almost every time we talk to you, do you think he's done enough to earn the job? Do you think he's done enough to earn the job? And we found out that's not the case. And Brad Kazan, what about him? And it seems like he will be returning to the team next season. Talk about those two decisions, first of all, and then any that you see that are big coming up on the horizon for next year.
Yeah, we'll start with Rob. The reason why the team went on the run that they did was because of him and because of, I think, his personality. He always downplayed what he did tactically, which that's just who Rob is. He's not going to take the credit for those sorts of things. Should have been given to him more. I mean, I shouted it out from the rooftops every chance I got. What he was able to do to make the pieces that he had to work with, which wasn't the strongest roster by the time you got to the end, especially with the Brooks Lennon injury in the playoffs and missing two designated players that you're going to fill for next year. I thought he did a really good job tactically, but he did an even better job man management wise. I think motivating players, getting them to believe in themselves, getting the team to trust one another, all those things that are really hard to quantify in a coach's job, I thought he just absolutely nailed it. He doesn't have a lot of experience, and ultimately I'm assuming that's what it comes down to in terms of the club making the decision about giving him the full-time job. And then he's at the point in his career where he's got to go get that experience. So if that's not going to be here, coming back as an assistant doesn't really make sense. I think he's ready to be a head coach. So I hate to see it the way that it went, especially coming onto the back of that run that was so much fun and just so inspiring. But that's where the club is right now. So the hire for manager the bar's pretty high because of what Rob Valentino did at the end of the season. Brad Kazan, no surprise. This is a guy who just defies age at this point. It's crazy to think back that 2022, he had a full Achilles rupture, missed the majority of the season at 38, and you're wondering, man, is he going to be able to come back and continue to play and help this team? And he was as good this year as he's been any other year in his career. So you have to bring him back. You do have a player to keep in mind, and you'll probably see him a lot with Atlanta United too again next year, and Jaden Hibbert, young up-and-coming goalkeeper, really his first year playing consistently in 2024. I love the potential that Hibbert has, but he needs games. So you need somebody like Brad Kazan around to help Jaden Hibbert become what he can be, which I think is a future number one goalkeeper at this level. The other roster decisions, no major surprises. The one that I'll be watching is Ronald Hernandez, and it's one down to the quality that Hernandez brings in the locker room and brings in terms of his versatility in the team, being able to play as a fullback, play as a center back, always one of your best players in training every day. But also with Brooks Lennon's injury, dislocated shoulder, had to have surgery, he's going to be out for months going into 2025. You know, and then you don't know where his fitness is going to be when he's fully cleared. So you need cover there. You can go get somebody, but I think getting Ronald Hernandez back on a salary cap friendly number is key for this team, especially with Lennon's injury. And they're negotiating, so hopefully that's a move that can get done.
That is Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg as we sit in here for the Steakhouse on this Black Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jason, of course, one of the voices of Atlanta United here, and kind of getting a recap on the season, and you touched on it a little bit. My question is there any sort of benefit to the late run that Atlanta United had, maybe as far as free agency or things like that? What will they take from that run, if anything?
I think it's just a reminder of what Atlanta United is. And, you know, there were a lot of comments during the, especially going into the playoff game at home against Miami and coming out of it about, you know, oh, it's like the old days. Oh, it's like 2018. I can go back and pull up videos for you of opening day in 2023 and opening day in 2024 and opening day pretty much every year and how big that has been. It's not like this has been a fan base and a club that has been quiet for 6 years. It's a club that is, and a fan base that I think is just yearning for trophies. And that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good place to be. And you see that excitement at the beginning of seasons. You haven't seen it at the end enough lately. And I think what you got out of this run is what this can be in that scenario, when it's at the end, when games truly, truly matter, when seasons are on the line, what Atlanta soccer can be. And if you're a free agent, if you're a player in Europe or South America, and you're thinking about coming to Atlanta United, and you see that reaction to Sean De Silva's winning goal in game two against Miami, and you see all of the coverage that this team gets, it's a no-brainer. It's a place you want to be. So I think that's where it's really going to help, as well as just ratcheting up the excitement for 2025. You know, opening day 2025 is going to be an even bigger deal because of what happened at the end of 2024.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Jason. It made everybody, the community, and believe again. And man, that's what I really felt like it made happen. We saw that when the 70,000 showed up for the one game at Miami. This club, what they did in the last month, made us believe again.
We're up against it, though, so we just a quick comment from you, Jason, because this ain't our steakhouse, so we got to be on time. But go ahead, man.
No, I'm with you. It's been a really important run in terms of reestablishing maybe Atlanta's presence in MLS, in soccer in the United States, all of those things. So 2025 starts in a better place than 2024 did because of that playoff game, because of this playoff run.
All right. I think he's got more on his chest he needs to get out. So he's going to have to join us on Sunday. All right. So you're going to be, we're going to have you back here, Jason. But listen, we thank you for making this adjustment to your morning and pivoting and coming on with us. But as always, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thank you for adding to the show.
Anytime. Y'all know I got your back.
All right. There you go. That's Jason Long. Actually, and he's the fifth Beatle. Because
absolutely.
When you and I are out, he comes in here and he sits in for the show here. So I want to thank Jason for that. Another special guest coming up next,
uh-oh,
Mr. Crenshaw.
Yes. Jeff Sintel is going to join us from Dog Nation, getting a set for this year's edition of Clean Old Fashioned Hate. Dogs and Jackets. That's coming up next. It's Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse on this Friday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. That comment is Sam and Greg. We're in for the Steakhouse on this Black Friday, 29th day of November. Thank you for letting us be a part of your last few mornings. We'll be back on our normal weekend show on Sunday mornings. And as soon as college football exits stage right, we'll get our Saturday show back.
Yeah, we will.
So, and we are still working on guests. It's been a strange morning, but I'm not
surprised. We're coming
surprised.
Off holidays, man.
Exactly.
We're coming off holidays. People have been caught up with family and trying to get
turkey.
Places on time. And yeah, you know, too much turkey and leftovers.
All of that, and people who put their money on the Bears yesterday walking in the traffic.
Whoa,
so, yeah, they're upset.
Whoa. But we got Hawks basketball coming up today.
Yes, we do. We got Hawks Cleveland. We got that pre-tip, at 2 o'clock, tip at 2:30. And at the same time, NFL action. Raiders and the Chiefs. This was my father's, mine and my father's bonding game.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, most likely because of something that you picked up on. And you told me when I first met you, this was probably the reason why, because of all the HBCU players that Kansas City had, and he went to Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, there and just throughout the old AFL.
Right.
Throughout
right.
The old AFL was known for welcoming more players from the HBCUs than the NFL had at that time. And so that's the reason why they were targeting this region of the country. And that gets into why the Falcons went with the National Football. The National Football League was racing to beat the AFL to the Atlanta market.
Right.
Because they knew Atlanta was a place where you had several HBCUs here. And a lot of HBCUs alums, you know, came to live here. They figured that you get a team here full of those players, people will come out and support. So that was a race to get to Atlanta. You know, and the NFL was able to get here before the AFL did.
Well, want to throw that out
there? Well, actually, the AFL did get here first. We kind of reneged and went with the NFL.
We went with the NFL? Is that what it was?
And that's how Miami get the Dolphins.
Okay.
Since we didn't go AFL, then they went to Miami.
Look at her telling you.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Uh-huh.
I know they were looking at Atlanta and New Orleans.
Right.
Because New Orleans is the very next year.
Because they were having their All-Star game in New Orleans and didn't even have a team there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they were looking for that. So the move was made in the Smith family. And, you know, the NFL said, can we get in here? And they came in.
When I moved here, they weren't called the Smith family.
Okay.
They were in a derogatory name. Family from a TV show in here that lasted very many, many years. But anyway, listen, I guess
she's back there.
I'm just saying that's what was said when I moved here.
I know, I heard that.
We got a reach out from Harry Brenner.
Okay.
Harry Brenner reached out and gave us the information that you found and told me about. And we were talking, you brought up this place in Georgia. We were talking about the land masses in this state, and you said there's a place down there in South Georgia that looks like the Grand Canyon. And you started talking about it, but wasn't familiar exactly where it was. Then you told me where it was. And at the same time, I got a text from Harry Brenner saying it is Providence Canyon State Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Sam was talking about. But do you know what it is also referred to as, for those folks who down there who know it, according to Harry? It's called Little Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually call it that, which you speculate. You said it looks like that. Well, Harry reached out and gave us all the info we needed on it.
And it's a park, and you want to go and visit it. You can go and visit it and go hiking through it and all kind of things they got down there. But I'd never heard about it. I stumbled up on it as being a unique place in the state. And it's quite unique. You got to look at it. You saw what it looked like.
No, it looks great. A little miniature version of it, obviously. But there's a couple miniature versions of things we got in this state. This state has got some interesting area. We're the sister station of the home of the Olympics. We're the sister city, right?
Sister city, right.
Which is why it amazes me that we got the 100th Olympiad.
Does not mean.
Well, I have my reasons for believing it was. How could you believe that it wasn't?
Because I went to Athens and saw it.
4 years later.
Well, and it still wasn't ready.
But you didn't know that in 88 when the announcement was made.
I went there. Yeah, but
or 89 or whatever it was.
Everybody knew that. It's going to be a difficult pull. It's going to be a difficult pull for a city that size to host the Summer Olympic Games ever again.
But they were the
again.
Home of it, and it was the
ever
100th. Again. Oh, I agree with you.
Ever, ever
but the
again.
Ceremonial 100th, but you go
you
back to
go
where
to
it all
place.
Started.
No, you don't have to.
No, obviously they didn't.
They did in 04, and we got there and half the buildings were built.
Well, I'm just
they kept was... they kept trying to dig. They tried to put a train underground. They kept running into Aristotle's bathhouse. Well, we can't build that. It's Aristotle's
bathhouse.
You know, stuff like that, man. That was a
Green Day song.
No, but no, I'm just saying those people. People in Greece really treasure the history and what their contribution to Western civilization, and that's totally understandable. So as I went around the city, you saw a lot of things with little things posted, things that they were digging around, and they found, oh, here's something we can't, you know, here's, mm-hmm. this is a well, something, and so they had it marked, and you went around it. They're not going to do away with that. That's part of their history. So that's part of what they had to deal with in order to try to build new modern structures, to build ways to get people around, and any type of new transportation, any of that type thing. They kept running into stuff under the ground.
You know what I mean? You can't go over that history.
You know, you're right. From 5,000 years away. You know,
like
yeah,
they say
that,
about
right?
certain burial grounds by certain civilizations
right.
you don't want to build stuff on.
You're right. So, I mean, they're not going to do that. They're not going to build any skyscrapers. They don't want anything built to block your view of the Acropolis. Huh. They don't. They want you to always be able to look up there and see that structure, Parthenon, Acropolis. They always want you to see
Were
that.
Were you marveled when you saw those structures and wonder how they got built?
How they got built and how they maintain it. I can see the Parthenon has like got all kind of wiring and stuff to keep that thing standing up. It's been, you know, so old, but people come there looking for it. I wonder, people were standing out, walking around it, taking pictures of it, and there was a cat that just kept walking in and out. He was some that sit there and look at people, and he walked back in. I don't know if he lived there.
That was the guard. That was like that dude in your Indiana Jones movie. We went back there and saw Laurence Olivier. He'd been back there in that cave for 1,000 years.
Yeah, right.
He was waiting for Harrison Ford to show up. Did you bring Sean Connery with you?
Oh, vanquish me! Right. Okay. But to go there and see that history was remarkable. And that backdrop, yes, you wanted to go back there. But as far as I know, the folk in Greece are still mad.
I can understand that.
No, I mean they're mad about the money that was spent, and you built buildings that you just, I guess, it just knocked them down once they never completed them, and so. That was the other thing that you saw. Other than that, and also when you go to the restroom there, you can't put the paper in a receptacle. You can't put the paper in the you can't do that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.
It was more than you needed to know this morning.
I'm just thinking of Steak driving around with the family right now, listening to his show, and we're doing a deep dive into toilet paper.
Yep.
And he's wanting, don't you ever put them on my show again. Not ever. I don't care how much they talk about Atlanta Eats. Don't put them on my show. That's what he's screaming right now.
Is that what he's saying?
Shout out Steak and Sam. Hey,
I tell you what, if he didn't go out of town, he's probably going to be at the Hawks game today. He's always at
yes,
the Hawks.
Yes, he is.
He's always at the Hawks game. And so he'd probably be there, especially since our team beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. Especially since the guys went up to Cleveland in a great game where we had 7 players in double figures.
But you that know, just means the best team in the league, at least currently, is going to come in here with an attitude. Hawks are feeling good about what they did.
You all want to go see that.
Hawks are feeling good about
it. I don't know if it's sold out. I mean, it's a holiday, you know, and people, especially people are here from out of town. They're not around.
They want to see downtown. They're taking me to, you know, you're taking them to Centennial Park. You're taking them to all the places around there. You got Youngins, as they say here, going to World of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You got Children's Museum. All of that's over there. And then you can stop from, you know, places and get something to eat.
Then
you know,
going in, checking
and
out
then
the
going
game.
Out and then check out the game. Some folks are going to get stuck on that Ferris wheel.
Stop and pose for your picture next to Neek on your way in.
That's
the door.
True.
On
That's
your
true.
Way in the door, stop and take your picture with him.
Well, you don't know. Forget about the other one.
It was on the other side. You have to go on the other side.
Well, Evander's worth the walk, right?
If you come through the other side, you get the Evander. But if you're coming through the right there on Techwood, you got the big old statue of Neek there when you're coming in.
Well, again, we apologize. We are trying to get to our guests, and like I said, it's the day after.
And a lot of things are, you know, we got the major college football game of the year on a Friday night.
On a Friday night.
I don't know what time people head for Athens today on a Friday. People got to head over to Athens. The game's at 7:30.
Yeah, no, but at noonish. Get over
really?
There, got a park, and walk around and see some things,
around.
Have something to eat.
Well, you can kind of have it. Well, I don't know how many of the students are back.
No, you don't want students there. Game. You want to have a free reign
well,
on the campus.
You want
walk
the students
around?
To be there. Kirby Smart has been talking all season about the students coming there and not sitting on their hands and coming there and be loud and being an advantage for the
We're
team.
We're talking about the people who are going out there.
Well, I'm just saying the student body has been admonished by coach. They got to come with it tonight. They're playing Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how far they had to go home for the holiday, but they better be back in Athens tonight.
What are the percentages of that place looks more Georgia Tech like than Georgia?
They can't get the tickets.
Okay, well, that's all I was going to ask. So you're not worried about them. It's going to be filled with Georgia
folks.
But
that's just it, though. The tickets, getting the tickets and using the tickets are two different things. That's been a problem. That was a problem Nick Saban had over in Tuscaloosa. He was upset about, you know, students not showing up for games, you know, rather than.
And that sure did hurt him, didn't it?
Well, I'm just saying.
That sure did hurt him. Left a blemish on his resume. Yeah, I don't think
You so. Know.
Happy birthday as we
Happy
get
birthday.
On here to the woman who has made it possible for us to enjoy The Rock. And she shares a birthday with somebody. But I'm talking about Danny Garcia. Her name is used in pretty much all his – you know that white grizzly bear-like snowman creature in Red One you've seen in the previews?
Okay.
What's the name of it? Garcia.
He
names – her name shows up in everything.
Wow.
And she is the person behind this company named The Rock. Everything that he's got as far as professionally, for the most part, she was a part of it. They met at University of Miami. Got married, have a daughter. She's part of WWF right now. And they're divorced. But yet
the football league, too.
Yeah, that's right. She was pretty much the mind behind getting the XFL and bringing the USFL with them. Anyway, Danny Garcia, it's her birthday today. And she shares a birthday with D. Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
like
now.
That, right?
No look.
There you go. D. Brown. And also Anna Faris, the actress. Who was in Scary Movie and the TV show Mom. It's her birthday today, and she shares it with Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
So say a little prayer for Chadwick out there. And to finish this up, word came out a couple weeks ago that Denzel, when he gave his schedule, he announced that he had a role written for him in Black Panther 3. So he will be a part of that.
All right.
Sam and Greg in for the steakhouse.
And we're hoping they are going to shoot that here.
Well, parts of it.
Yeah.
Parts of it. Yeah, right down the street there. Yeah. Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9
right
The Game.
Right down the street there.
Well, it is right down the street. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg in for the steakhouse. We've been here since Wednesday and thanking these two shows, The Morning Shift and the Steakhouse, for letting us come on in here and hang out. Noel's been with us all these days, too. And I want to thank our guest, Terrell Thomas, at Kyle Sandy, kicking things off. And Jason Longshore, who wasn't supposed to be with us, but joined us anyway. Yeah, give kind of a recap on Atlanta United. And Sam had some questions about what's going to do with the manager. Listen, I think, the interim tag, while we talk about what happens next for him, Jason said something that leads me to believe that he's already got the hard part as a part of his arsenal. He's a people person. He's somebody who people gravitate toward because of his personality. The X's and O's of being, a coach at that level is something that he could learn. But connecting with players is what Jason made a point of saying that he has. And I believe that's I don't know if you want what percentage. Is it as equal? You know.
Well, I think the thing is that you've thrown a curveball. I mean, if you come in an interim and everything kind of stays the same, but he comes in and there are people leaving.
Jumping
you know,
ship,
right, yeah. You know what I mean? And you're just trying to get some consistency. And that was the toughest thing to get. In the end, it got there. And so, to me, that's to his credit. I mean, whoever does, you know, and somebody will. Somebody will get the opportunity. We wanted to see it here. It will be elsewhere. But he will get the opportunity because I think he more than showed what he's capable of doing in the second time as interim. He's been an interim before, but this time. But so many players departing and that nature, changes in the front office.
But let me ask you, is there a more attractive location to land than Atlanta in MLS? I mean, who's got?
I mean, you could be other places. I mean, right now, sure. Right now, you want to be down in Miami. You want just to be just to be on that squad, right? You just want to be on
other than that. And I can understand you got Messi down there and is living in Miami.
Right.
But we all know what Arthur Blank does and how he takes care of people who work for him. He keeps their facilities in first class condition.
And I'm not just talking about the playing facility. I'm talking about the practice facility, which is currently going through some upgrades. They're currently you can only go to half of the training facility now out there off Delk Road, and it's they're doing added a whole new wing to it. I mean, so that's happening. Plus, what's happening with soccer here? Period.
I was just going to say, and then you got the World Cup right around the corner.
You know, but you're going to have the U.S. soccer facility down in Fayetteville. So. Yeah, this makes it a very attractive place here. And so, and because you know the crowd that will show up, and that's the other thing I wanted to point out with Jason, believing again, you know, after what they saw the last time they were, and I would think that this fan base and people who have been fans of this team since its incarnation will be very excited for the start of this coming season. A lot of expectation, maybe, but we got to see who the coach is going to be.
That's the other thing, too.
Right? But because of the way they finished, there's got to be a level of expectation for what next season can be.
I can understand Messi, of all locations to land in, having it happen in Miami. Obviously, for climate, but also with David Beckham back.
Yeah.
My thing is, you have something equally as popular on the global level, not so much as a player, but as an executive. And again, I get back to Arthur Blank. And you mentioned Home Depot. There ain't many places on the planet, civilized world, that don't know about Home Depot and what that does as far as taking care of your customer base and everything about that. My question is this.
Mm-hmm.
If not Messi, who's that next big name that jumps into MLS? I mean, I don't know who it could be.
I don't know who it would be, but because he's done it successfully, there are others who will watch, right? Who will watch and see, and that's just going to elevate the level of the perception of the league. What has happened here in Atlanta did a lot to elevate the perception of the league. The fact that there's a team in this league that can have 70,000 folk and set record kind of attendance records, that got a lot of people's attention across the water.
Yeah, it did.
We're not supposed to be that crazy about soccer over here, and especially being played during football season.
Oh, absolutely.
They're packing the place during football season. There were weekends when this team was moving toward the championship back in 17 and back in 18, where, you know, you had them playing on a Saturday night after Georgia had played a game over in Athens that Saturday afternoon, and the Falcons were playing that next day, and all of them were sold out. So, I mean, yes, it can coexist and thrive in this environment. A lot of people wondered about that, but we've proven it.
And while those conversations are going on around the world or around the soccer world, if they want to come check this out, the other attractive part about this is they can catch 82 flights from wherever they are to Atlanta.
Wherever you are on the planet.
They just come on over here. We got plenty of room for you.
Fly you right on in.
You know what I mean? So that's another part of it.
And if they haven't seen it, next year in 26, they'll get a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. And if it has the effect that 96 had, we'll need more lanes on the interstate. We already don't have enough lanes on the interstate, right? We're going to need more lanes.
What was that picture I sent you last week? Something just popped up, and I was like, this is before my time here. It was like from 81. It was a picture across the connector, and it was showing Fulton County Stadium, sitting there like a Martian ship.
Yeah.
And I sent that to y'all, and you hit back, imagine that, just two lanes. That was the connector then.
That was all there was then.
Man.
You know, we look at it now. And that's the problem. You know, you say, well, what's the problem with Grady Kirk? You know, during the holidays, you got people from out of town, and they're five lanes over, and they say, oop, in a quarter mile, I got to get over five cross lanes. And you know what? They panic. Your mind thinks, I got to get a quarter mile to get to my exit. I'm going to miss it. And you think you're out driving in some rural area when you got to go 15 miles to the next exit. No, your next exit is a couple of blocks away,
yeah,
man. You know what I mean? Just take the next exit, turn around, and come back and get it. But people panic when they see, oh, that's my exit. I can't get over there. And no, if you're in a wall of traffic and you were all the way to your left and Grady, you're coming around Grady, because you don't get that sign until you get to the hospital that you got to cross five lanes if you're going to get on I-20. Who came up with that? I don't know,
they
man.
I'm
with
pass.
You, but that's exactly the spot I want to talk about.
Okay.
Guys.
Hey, Noel, come on in here.
Stop trying to cut across the expressway when you realize you're not going to get off 20. Just get off Turnerfield. Just get off Turnerfield.
But that's just it, though. That's not how.
Right off of what? Capitol Ave? You're going to be able to get right back on the
expressway. That's not how our brain works, especially if we've been driving for a long distance. You're talking about you get out in the rural area. You know you miss your exit. You know how long you're going to be driving.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, you're talking about
you're
in, you know where them folks are coming
from. Right, but when you're in the city, you have to remember, I'm in the city. There's another exit
not
that far away, right?
As long as it says no return, as long as it doesn't say no return access, you're good.
Yep, that, we don't think that way. And plus, we late trying to get to where we're going. And I don't know, but that's a cruel thing to do to folks in downtown Atlanta. And we got them five lanes over. They got to get all the way over to get off. I'm trying to go to Alabama. Well, just go down the next and turn around.
Not done with you, Noel. But first of all, happy birthdays go out to, Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Don Cheadle, happy birthday. And Howie Mandel, also celebrating a birthday today. First time you saw Howie Mandel was St. Elsewhere, and that's the first time we all got introduced to Denzel.
Okay.
And the thing about Howie Mandel, like that silly thing I did, I mentioned this earlier, I don't know why, and everybody has this. You remember certain things from years ago, and they just stick in your head. As the mayor of the Munchkin City in the county of the Land of Oz, we welcome you most regally, but we've got to verify it legally to see if she is morally, ethically, spiritually, physically, absolutely, positively, undeniably, and reliably dead.
I don't think they sing that in
it's Wicked. It's a Wizard of Oz.
I don't think they sing it in Wicked, though.
No, they don't do that in Wicked. But I can remember that for whatever reason. I bring that up because Howie Mandel has shown on numerous occasions he can, in an operating room, parrot back everything a doctor needs to do for a gunshot wound. From his time on St. Elsewhere, you had to learn that. And when you're on a doctor show, when you're on a medical show, they got doctors all around that make sure you get the verbiage right. And he had, he spent on the show time in the emergency room, so he had a lot of gunshot wounds come in. So he remembered, because he said it repeatedly on the show, and he's done that live. This is what you do when somebody shows up with a gunshot wound. Anyway, I just remember Howie Mandel's got that. I wish I could do that. Just know exactly what to do. Noel, if you have a second, please. We've been here for 3 days. You have been our producer for all these days. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have done a marvelous job. You've made us laugh a couple times with some things you did, and she's being sneaky about it, Sam. She was being some smooth with some things.
Now. Yeah.
And so we want to thank you. But as we get ready to exit here and turn things over to John Fricke, what are some of the things these last few days that we've talked about or not talked about? And I know that you want to get off your mind.
Well, I got another laugh for you guys. So, of course, I had family in town. So I get home from yesterday, and they was listening to the show as they were having breakfast, and I was having work. And I got home, and the first thing I heard was, "What you know about some Felix the Cat?" They talking about, I should have known. If anybody in the room was going to know what the first balloon was, it was you.
No, I don't.
And I'm in the room with some boomer people.
Okay.
And even they were like, "What do you know about boomer?" I'm like, y'all are really surprised I knew that?
They don't know nothing about, wouldn't know nothing about Felix the Cat.
You would
Felix
think.
Felix the Cat. Is a cartoon. What we were talking about was yesterday, for those of you listening now, and we're giving out Thanksgiving trivia.
Yep.
And
we were talking about the parade because our home folks were up there.
We got to say this again.
Shout
we got
to Jonesboro High School Band.
All y'all need to go to YouTube and check out the Majestic Marching Cardinals.
Yes.
Jonesboro Marching Band were in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
They represented y'all.
And they showed out.
They represented us
in the rain.
Yep.
In the rain. So be sure to go to YouTube and check that out if you've not seen it. But yesterday we were talking Thanksgiving traditions and trivia, things like that, and it came out the first balloon used ever in the Macy's Day Parade was Felix the Cat.
Okay.
Now, I said something yesterday because it was a thing for a while, but apparently Minnie Mouse made her way back to the parade. Because for a while, their Disney characters weren't a part of it.
Okay.
And it had to do with, you know, licensing and, you know, maybe checks so. Being
yeah.
made and
right.
all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But Minnie Mouse, I heard Minnie Mouse was making an appearance yesterday.
Yeah,
so
she was back.
Things are okay between the two. All right, Noel, are you what? I don't know how to put it. I don't want to get no lawyer from Disney calling me up.
Disney is back at the Macy's Day Parade. All licenses have been cleared. Shout out to Minnie Mouse.
Yes. Did you notice that I didn't say anything about the two movies today?
I noticed.
Did you notice that?
I noticed.
I was told yesterday when the family got together that one of McKenna had saw Dear Santa and she didn't see me in it.
Hmm.
Oh.
Now, hang on a second.
Oh,
when
man.
I told her what I was, she could have been paying attention to the scene and not notice. So a lot of times I'm a reporter or I'm a newscaster that's on the TV in the room with the principals doing a scene. So I'm kind of in the background. And you still get credited for that. It's like your buddy Joe Washington in Forrest Gump.
Okay.
He's on the TV doing a report in Forrest Gump and Forrest and Lieutenant Dan are having a conversation. So I got to go check and see exactly if I'm in this movie,
man,
before I start promoting it again. But check out Dear Santa. It's on Paramount Plus, and I'm a news anchor in that. And then, of course, Red One is in theaters, and I know I'm in that because people have been seeing it. So there you go. Any questions about the casting call, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. You can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter. Mr. Crenshaw, anything you want to pass on before we get on out of here?
That is all tonight. Tonight, quarterfinal round, state high school football playoffs, and Chris Parker will be here in studio with me starting at 7:30 till midnight. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have a lot of fun. So follow the high school tonight. Watch Georgia or whatever you're going to do, but tune in and listen to us.
Yeah, turn the sound down.
Keep you up to date on what's happening with the high school playoffs tonight.
There you go. And we will be back from 6 until 10 on Sunday. Thank you for everybody letting us be a part of your Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings. John Fricke is up next. Happy, happy Thanksgiving long weekend. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.